Mr. Michael Hitchburn, the founder and president of the Lepanto Institute at lepantoin.org on the Dunemaker Hotline with us for our regular Tuesday chat and visit. Mr. Hitchburn, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am well. I am well. I assume that we'll be talking a little bit today about some of what you have to add to what Matt Gasper's already added on the summary document of the Shamazonian Synod. But let's just talk for a minute about, because I'm sure you know who al-Baghdadi was, and the Foleys were practicing Catholics. And, you know, James Foley was captured once by, I want to say, some Muslims in Nigeria or something. Maybe it was Libya, and was held. And he said the only thing that got him through that hell, because he and another journalist were taken hostage and captured, was that he was saying about 30 rosaries a day, and he used his knuckles to count because they wouldn't give him a rosary. So when he went to Marquette University. He was a graduate of Marquette. So
no kidding.
Yeah, so the Foley family were very Catholic. They were in touch with the ISIS bad guys that got in a hold of the Foleys and were demanding a ransom. And the Foleys were going to raise the money to pay. And as you heard me say, Barack Hussein Obama, probably a Muslim, told the Foleys that I think it was the FBI was sent to tell the Foleys that if they paid the ransom or if they even communicated with the men that were demanding it, that would be considered as an act of treason and that the Obama and Justice Department would prosecute them. That's the Baghdadi we're dealing with. Baghdadi ordered the execution of James Foley on live television.
Wow. Wow. I knew about the capture and everything else. I didn't know about the rosaries, and I certainly didn't know about the charge of treason if they paid the ransom.
Yeah, I think that the Foley family actually wrote a book. Mrs. O'Connell, can you confirm it? I think that they wrote a book, or there was a Atlantic, maybe it was the Atlantic Magazine, very, very lengthy article or a book on their ordeal to get James, to win James's release. You know, Michael, it's just such a sad story. He was one of the first ones that was paraded around in the orange jumpsuit and executed in front of a live YouTube audience.
Wow.
So okay. So al-Baghdadi is taken out by Trump. Now, I'm the only person in all the media that made the connection here. So let me try this out on you and see if you get excited about it.
Okay.
It was a little after 1 a.m. Syria time when Baghdadi went to judgment. That made it the feast of the kingship of Christ. So Don John of Manhattan, the fourth Don John of Manhattan takes out an evil, diabolical, apostate, heretic, murderer, mass murderer, genocidal maniac on the feast of the kingship of Christ. Savor that one for just a minute.
Amen.
So we see the... so we see the we see the symbolism there, and again, you and I know nothing happens by accident, especially something that big. Donald Trump just continues his flirtation with the faith, and I don't even think maybe he doesn't even know it. He just continues. By the way, if you're in the chat room, which some of you bailed on when I exhorted more people to go in there, you're missing now. The photograph of Diane Foley, mother of James Foley, pauses for a moment during an interview in her home in August 2014 in Rochester, New Hampshire. And behind her, you can see on the wall in the family house is a picture of the Sacred Heart of Our Lord. So again, a good Catholic young man, James Foley, is executed by Baghdadi. So I just wanted to throw that in. So, what do you have for me today on the Shamazonian Synod, and what else is happening at lepantoin.org?
Well, there's a lot going on with the Lepanto Institute. We are continuing our coverage of the Catholic Campaign for Human Development, for one thing.
Okay.
So we're working up towards the November collection, trying to put together a list of organizations that are just rotten and evil that should never be receiving any funding from the Catholic Church that are getting ample funding from the Catholic Church. So that's one thing we're working on.